Let's do it, Brent. Hey, the Band of Brothers hotline is now live with Jay Drew from the Salt Lake Tribune. Jay, how you living?
Living okay right now. It's a nice spring day, and the busy season's over for me, so it's nice.
Yeah, what's on the docket now for the off-season? What is on the agenda? How many golf courses will you hit this off-season, and how is the golf game?
The golf game's rounding into shape, and I hope to hit at least a dozen. So, yeah, going to play a lot of golf in the next 2 months, hopefully.
What's the handicap at? Don't lie to me. Don't lie to you, sandbagger.
It's north of double digits now. It's above 10.
All right.
Not
well,
good.
We need to golf. We'll put a friendly wager on it. We'll just do drinks. My favorite drink is an Arnold Palmer. So that's what we're gonna go with. I'll buy you whatever you like. All right, if you beat me.
That's fitting. That's
but I'm a 24 handicap though, so I get strokes.
Oh, we gotta play for more than drinks then. If you're a 24.
Jay Drew on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. You just put down a very nice article in the Salt Lake Tribune. BYU athletics will pay $4,500 for cost of attendance among highest in the country. I mean, you've done a few interviews with Bronco, Tom Homo recently. What were your thoughts like when you found this out? I think you were trying to get down to it in the Bronco interview, I believe, last week. He didn't give you a number. Finally, they come out with the number today or yesterday. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is. I first started trying to figure out what BYU is going to play a couple weeks ago when the Chronicle of Higher Education came out and listed only what Power 5 schools in Notre Dame were going to pay. And I started corresponding with the writer of that article from the Chronicle, you know, and she basically told me how to figure out BYU's. And then I started... So I figured I kind of got close to what I thought the number was, and I would go to BYU and say, hey, you know, can you tell me the number? And, you know, they'd kind of put me off and say, we're not ready to announce it yet. So then I started talking to a couple of recruits, and I was asking them if BYU's thrown out a number, and they basically gave me that same number. So basically I went back Friday to BYU and said, I'm basically going to say the number. Why don't you just, you know, save me from getting it wrong. And basically they told me the exact same number that I had. So it was 4,500. So
how did you figure out the number with your calculations? What's the algorithm behind this?
Well, every school, and for the last several years, their financial aid offices have had to report to the federal government basically the cost of attendance for their school. And so what you have to do is you go to this website where all the schools are listed, the federal government runs, and then you have to basically subtract from that what BYU's basically tuition is, and books and fees and room and board, which is in a scholarship already. So you just have to do the math, and what the thing with that website is, it just goes through what they paid 2013, 2014. So that's why you can't be exact. It was hard to, you know, be exact because of inflation and whatever. But I've kind of seen where people have said, well, all these other schools will just automatically up their stipend so they can be the highest or whatever. But that's not how it works, because they're going against what they've reported to the federal government for the last, you know, decades. And if any huge fluctuation in that stipend will raise red flags with the federal government, will say, hey, you just can't
tax
all of a
fraud.
Sudden yeah, you know, basically, yeah, you just can't all of a sudden say, hey, our cost of attendance is really this, we've been saying this number for years and years, but you know, they can't basically cook the numbers, because there's a pattern there, or a trail, or whatever you want to call it, of what they've paid or what they've said it was for many, many years. And so it's not, and BYU's athletic department really didn't say, hey, just come up with this number and say, hey, we're going to pay this. It was basically what their financial aid office has been saying for years and years. And so it's a it's, you know, Bronco and Tom Homo are basically happy with that number because it's going to obviously help in recruiting and all that. But it's not like they really had anything to do with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, this cost of attendance puts BYU in the top 10%. You mentioned in your article, Mendenhall's quoted by saying the data is in and BYU has one of the highest COA stipends. It is actually going to work tremendously in our players' favor. As you talk to recruits, what is the opinion on this $4,500, and do you think it will affect recruiting?
I definitely do. It's really new. It doesn't take effect till August 1st. So some recruits, like, for instance, Zach Selgis, the basketball recruit, had never heard of it. He didn't even know what I was talking about, basically, when I contacted him. Other recruits knew all about it, football recruits especially. And I had one, I don't really want to, you know, list names, but I had one tell me that Texas was basically telling him that theirs was $10,000.
Wow.
Their stipend. And come to find out, you know, it really isn't. I think Texas is right around where BYU is or something. But to answer your question, yes, recruits are learning and becoming educated about this really quickly. And especially in the what they call the headcount sports, where the whole, you know, basically team is on scholarship, a full ride scholarship. And I'm talking about basketball and football primarily. So, yeah, I would say football recruits know or are very, very familiar with what schools that are recruiting them are going to pay in COA.
Jay, how will this affect the smaller sports that are splitting up scholarships? Baseball, gymnastics, softball. I mean, they only have a certain amount of scholarships allotted to them, and those are split up amongst, you know, the entire roster, 24, 30 people. Will that $4,500 go to each one of those scholarships, and then they can delegate that money out to those players as they see
right.
fit?
Right. And, for instance, baseball, I think Mike Littlewood told me that he gets 11.7 scholarships. And so there's nobody on his team right now who gets a full scholarship, one of those, you know, one of those 11.7. He divides them up. Some guys get 75% of one, who I guess are really good, you know. Some guys get maybe 25%. It's all up to the coach, really. So what they'll get for the program is whatever 11.7 times 4,500 is. Mm. He'll get that much more cash, basically, to distribute. Now, he doesn't have to do the exact same ratio of, you know, whatever percentage of a scholarship a guy's getting, he'll get that percentage of the COA. He doesn't have to do that. He basically can, you know, just spread it out even more. And I think talking to him and Ed Eisel, the track coach, sounds like that's what they're going to do is even giving money to walk-ons that get nothing scholarship, you know, wise, even helping them out a little bit.
How will you be able to help out walk-ons with money that is allotted to a scholarship? So each individual player, depending on, like, is that up to the coach? Is that up to the athletic department to say, hey, this is a full ride guy. He's our second string quarterback. We need to give him his $4,500. But maybe this four stringer that's not that good, you know, maybe we give $2,000 of his $4,500 to this walk on that doesn't have a scholarship, but we can help him out a little bit. What's going to go on there?
That won't happen because football is what they call a head count sport.
Oh, that's the head count.
So whatever it is, the 75 scholarships, the if you're on full ride in football, you'll get the full $4,500. What I'm saying in baseball, or the what they call the equivalency sports, where nobody is on a 100% full ride scholarship, each athlete will get more, but not to the degree of the ratio of what they get of percentage of a scholarship, if that makes sense. So the equivalency sports coaches will have more leeway to spread that out among their team, unlike the headcount sports, which, you know, basically the rich get richer in a way. You know, basically because you can't give any money at all to a walk-on in those sports.
Jay,
hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does make perfect
sense.
Jay Drew on
with you,
Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Jay, how much is this roughly going to cost BYU annually?
Well, the number you would have to find out is how many you'd have to add up, figure out all the scholarships. Like, for instance, men's volleyball gets 4. I don't know how many women's gymnastics gets. You'd have to figure out all the scholarships, not the number of student athletes, because the number of student athletes is over 600. But the number, you'd have to figure out the number of scholarships and then just times that by 4,500, whatever it is. I know Utah, which has 17 NCAA sports, has said theirs is going to be slightly over a million. BYU has 21 sports, so I'm assuming that BYU has more scholarships that they have to give out because obviously they have a few more sports. What you would have to do is you'd have to, and, you know, I basically haven't gotten around to doing this yet. You'd have to call every coach and ask them, how many scholarships do you have? You add that all up and then times it by 4,500. And that's what it would cost BYU per year.
What is the cap for cost of attendance? Or is that all determined by, like you said, the, you know, what the tuition is in that algorithm that you talked about?
Yeah, whatever the financial aid office has said it is, that's the cap. So there really is no cap. I think that the Chronicle of Higher Education report, I think they said Tennessee is going to pay the highest, and I think it's around $6,000. The government or the NCAA, nobody has really come out with a cap yet. It's just based on, like you said, those numbers that have been already submitted to the, you know, to the government, you know, years and years and years.
Finally, subsidized education has benefited these student athletes. A little 4,500. Jonathan really was jealous about this. He said he wanted to have a conversation with Tom about having some
reparations.
Reparations, yeah, reparations.
Retroactive.
Nothing wrong with some reparations, right, Jay?
Yeah, it's definitely this has been a long time coming. It's basically, you know, what the student athletes have been pushing for is basically coming to fruition.
Love it. Jay, Drew, appreciate you coming on with us. We know you're busy. Look forward to doing it again soon, Jay.